It's for Capital Confidential. That New York's alcohol beverage control law does not allow all-you-can-drink events. Quote, if the event is open to the public, if anyone can walk in off the street and pay, then it would be a violation, unquote, a spokesperson for the state liquor authority told the Albany Times-Union's blog. Yet Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign has a fundraiser July 11th scheduled in New York City with an invitation that says the summer happy hour costs $5 per person or $10 at the door with an, quote, all-you-can-drink happy hour, unquote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is touting the rural broadband funding she says she worked to get into the farm bill that the Senate approved last week. The provision encourages more high-speed broadband deployment in high-need areas with grants in combination with the current loan funding available through the USDA's Rural Utility Service. Federal funds would cover up to 50% of a project's cost and up to 75% for remote high-need areas. The Senate Farm Bill also increases the annual funding level of the USDA broadband program to $150 million. The House passed a much different Farm Bill the week before, and the two need to be reconciled in a conference committee before reaching the president for a signature. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Monday with a high near 83 and a low around 63. Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers in the morning and early afternoon. Then it should turn mostly sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 60. Wednesday should be sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 59. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
Ars Technica reports that on July 5th, the Federal Communications Commission announced it denied a petition to reverse a decision taking away a broadband subsidy from many Native Americans. The FCC voted 3-2 in November 2017 to make it more difficult for tribal residents to get a $25 per month lifeline subsidy that reduces the cost of internet or phone service. Small wireless carriers and tribal organizations have also sued the FCC in the United States Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit over the issue. Quote, petitioners have not shown that they are likely to succeed on the merits of their claims, unquote, the FCC said in its July 5th announcement. Quote, the 2017 Lifeline order contains a comprehensive explanation of the basis for the commission's decision to limit enhanced tribal support for rural tribal areas and to target such support to facilities-based providers, unquote. Americans with incomes at or near federal poverty guidelines can get the Lifeline subsidies, though the current Republican-led FCC is doing all it can to limit who receives the benefits. Sprint is the only mobile phone service carrier actively participating in the Lifeline program now, according to the petition. The FCC decision blocks small cell phone services users from receiving the benefits. Quote, approximately two-thirds of eligible low-income consumers on tribal lands have chosen non-facilities-based eligible telecommunications carriers as their Lifeline provider, demonstrating the overwhelming success of the model, unquote, the petition to the FCC said. Quote, at the same time, facilities-based wireless carriers have retreated from the Lifeline program across the country, including in many states home to American Indian tribes like petitioner Crow Creek in South Dakota. In more than a dozen states, AT&T and Verizon relinquished their status as ETCs. AT&T and Verizon continue to apply for and receive permission to relinquish their ETC status in additional states and stopped applying for ETC status in new states long ago, unquote. T-Mobile has, quote, largely phased out Lifeline service, explaining that Lifeline was not a valuable or sustainable product for its base of subscribers, unquote, the petition said. Quote, Sprint is the only one that still participates meaningfully as a retail provider in the Lifeline program, but Sprint does not provide Lifeline service on tribal lands, unquote. The changes will take effect after October 2018, depending on when they are approved by the U.S. Office of Management and Budget. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves, Greene and Columbia counties.
Here's a performance from Bobby Previtt and his Blueprints show from Thursday, March 22nd at High Low in Catskill. ¶¶
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.